Honorable Fab Scarsley and I'm not sure whether the Honorable Fab Scarsley you have got anything to raise before we get to this vote.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I've scanned through the document and I have a point of concern. When you look from page 1 throughout, you'll find mostly tables without a clear narrative. Report following or preceding those tables, which is not the way that we are used to compiling our reports. So I would therefore urge the drafters to look at previous reports and try and assist us in terms of a broader narrative report to be submitted to the committee in this regard. So I would also propose that we receive the report as it currently stands, request the members, committee members, to go through it, propose further observations as well as recommendations for us to finalize it tomorrow before the end of business. That's my proposal, Chair.
So thank you, Honorable Van Skalbeek. Honorable members, did we hear the proposal? What is our view?
Almost said comrade chair, you know, I've been amongst
so many days.
I agree with the proposal of Honourable Van Skalbeek.
Okay. Is there any other view? Honourable members, I think it's the most crucial thing is that a table may be interpreted differently. So is then that is what the drafters read on there, and they need to indicate what the table is saying, what that table is saying. And then, but if you just throw the table alone on its own, then it may not be interpreted exactly the same as how you understood your intention of putting the table in the report. You put the table in the report and then you write a particular paragraph that tells us what you are seeing. Are you seeing an improvement or a regression or whatever? And I think that is what it is Honorable Van Skalbeek was saying, which I agreed with her when she actually interacted with me. And then now the proposal says that other officers should not sleep tonight to have the report tomorrow. Yes. And then from the staff, is it possible that that will happen? Here's the crafter. If you speak about tomorrow, is it possible?
I was starting the same time at 9:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can start at 10 o'clock. If you think 10 o'clock will make your life easier.
No, if it is just going to be a paragraph per table, and then
yes,
we can make it say by 10 o'clock.
Yes, and then and then also these tables, you need to reduce the size because they are too big on the pages, and reduce their size. Again, align the numbers on the on the right hand side of the columns. Then they get readable. But if they are aligned on the left, then you have got the units good to doing like that. Where the number starts from the units at the end on the right, then they can change only on the left to the tens and the thousands and the millions. Okay?
Chairperson, also take note that this item is not in tomorrow's original program. So we can allow the staff to work on it because then we can deal with it at the end of our... So we don't necessarily have to start at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We can still proceed.
Mm. Okay. No, I think he has agreed that we start at 9:30. Mm-hmm. Yes. We start at 9:30 and then with what we're supposed to do tomorrow. And then we finalize the report, then we can have a look at that report at the end. So can we say that in the with that then that brings us to the end of the meeting?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct, Honorable Pascal?
Chairperson, I would love to prolong this meeting, but unfortunately I don't have support and I would therefore propose closure.
Yes, I was just seeing his Untateni again, but just about to produce his worst tool to deal with you. Now, thank you very much, honorable members and the staff, and this meeting is still adjourned.